Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mickey, I think the important thing is that you and Tim Healy of Newsday talk things out. You seem to be on the same page and you've come to an amicable agreement. Is there anything else that you want to add to what went on?
No, you know, it's an event that, you know, hey, we're all passionate about what we do. Sometimes things get heated and then it's over with. It's like arguing with an umpire. You know, the next day it's over. It's something that, you know, we had a good private discussion about it, and there's no ill feelings whatsoever.
Jacob deGrom addressed the media before, and you guys talked as a team beforehand about moving forward, putting this behind you, moving forward. Were you happy with how things came out with the club?
Oh, absolutely. They're unbelievable. And like I said, our focus is Philadelphia. You know, we got to go out there and win four games.
You know, you had momentum going into that last game. That's what makes it especially tough. You've had a lot of tough losses this year, no question about that. That might have been the toughest simply from where you were coming and where you're going to here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was a tough one. We did have some momentum, but I don't think that momentum has changed. We understand that we were in control of the game. We blew it, yeah, and we've had some tough ones of those. You know, if we've held some leads and didn't blow some saves and didn't blow some leads middle of the game, we'd be in a much different story as far as our record goes. But we did, and we don't let it bother us. We're going to go out there and scrap and claw and claw our way back to 500 and keep on playing the tight ball that we know we're capable of.
This may happen almost every game, but I'm sure you probably felt that Jacob deGrom was going to go 7 yesterday. You had to revamp that, obviously, when he was done after 6.
Yeah, you know, he'd been worked pretty hard the three previous starts. He was just out of gas, so kind of on the fly. Lugo's in the game. You hope he can go 2 and then get to Diaz. It didn't happen for us. We didn't get that far. So, hey, we'll go out there tonight, get a good start tonight, and see if the bullpen can hold it tonight.
All right, let me ask about Lugo. When can you use him again, do you think?
Yeah, we'll check on him daily. He said today he didn't feel any soreness whatsoever. So, you know, he'll be down today. You have to, mm-hmm. just to be smart about things. We'll check on him tomorrow and see if he can give us an inning tomorrow.
You know, it's interesting. Lugo has been your best reliever. Diaz seems to maybe be back on track as well, but you need some of the other guys to step up and get outs when you call on them.
Yeah, we do. That's just how the game works. You know, we need everybody to do their job and step up when they're called upon, and we also understand that they're not always going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else has to come pick them up. You know, I feel confident that these guys are going to get on a roll, and our team will get on a roll. Like I said, we're gonna scrap our way back to 500, hopefully before the All-Star break, and then get some momentum going from there.
I think to do that, you have to go 8-4. Can you do that, you think, to the All-Star break?
Yeah, absolutely. We have it in us. Let's do that. Let's get 8-4 before the All-Star break and go and have a little bit of a break and come back with all cylinders clicking.
And one final thing. This is a hitter's ballpark. You've got your hitter's lineup out there today, I think.
Yeah. I like this lineup, especially from a offensive standpoint. I don't mind it from a defensive standpoint either. Dom's done a solid job in left. McNeil has done a great job in right and feels very comfortable over there. I expect it to be a good game.
Mickey, good luck. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.